the Earth Guard, the planet's most powerful heroes united in the common goal of protecting the innocent people of planet Earth and defending them from threats of all kinds. From the guard tower, their base of operations, they watch over the citizens and spring into action at any sign of danger. To that end, the guard takes shifts monitoring events all over the globe. Sooner or later, they all have to take a shift of guard duty. This week, Broadband and Foal in Turning the Table.
Oh, hello there.
Don't. Please don't. Not you.
Don't?
Don't be awkward. Tiptoe around me. Not you. I can't stand it.
I'm sorry. Was I tiptoeing?
You were about to. Everybody does. Or at least they have for the last week, since the Declaration of Independence. With the Timurines?
Yes, I know. Then I'll do my best not to. I'll just, step normally. Thank you very much.
I've been part of the Earth Guard for years, an equal. And believe me, I worked hard to gain the team's respect. Suddenly, everyone comes back from mission thinking I'm the new kid on the block. They treat me with kid gloves, like I'm going to break. Either that or reality is.
You have to understand our position.
I'd love to. I've been trying to get Chuck to tell me what happened since he got back. He says it's behind us. What's past is past. Usually, I'd agree with him. I mean, you can't change what's happened, right? Just go forward from where you are. But I don't know where I am. No one will tell me what happened.
It's a delicate topic.
There's that tiptoeing again. Was the Earth Guard a ballet company in this other reality?
I'm sorry, but understand, to us, you were dead. It's hard to...
It's not hard. It's not a delicate topic. It's just death. It's a hazard of our calling. I remember the day Voodoo Lady died very well. We were in the Creationist Cloud Ship above Washington, D.C. He had kidnapped Hillary Clinton and was going to turn her into a pillar of salt. He had her strapped to a pair of electro devices. Stallion Peace Blossom charged to take the Creationist head on. Captain Fantasy was outside holding back the rain of fire. Binary Girl went to free Hillary. Voodoo Lady, you and I were supposed to keep Mudman and the Ribs occupied until the First Lady was clear. That was before you were Broadband. You were still dial-up back then. Anyway, you broke off and went for the Creationist computer system. The Serpent Virus. If Dr. Fass had been there... Well, regardless. The Creationist saw what you were doing and threw the Stallion off long enough to blast you. I broke off from the fight to finish installing the virus. Unfortunately, that left Voodoo Lady alone with Mudman and the Ribs. I could have helped her. But the virus was our best chance to shut the Creationist down for good. By the time Binary got Hillary off the cloud, Claire was already dead.
Tanya, I'm sorry.
Don't be. I've lived with the guilt for 5 years.
No, it wasn't your fault. It was mine. If I had disobeyed orders...
How many times are we going to go through with this? We had this argument 5 years ago, and I won. Then we had it 4 years ago. Yeah, I still won. And then...
You always were stubborn. Probably taking after Chuck. Either way, it doesn't matter whose fault it was.
Because it was the right thing to do. I know that. And that's what I've always told you. We did what was best for the people. The ones we're here to protect. But that's not the point.
So what is?
I told you. I want to know what happened. I told you what I remember. Now you tell me what really happened.
Ah. Well...
None of this delicate crap. Tell it like it is. You're not going to hurt my feelings. I was dead. I understand that.
Fine. You deserve the truth.
Thank you.
It was essentially the same situation as you said, but it seems the major difference was that Captain Fantasy wasn't with us. Voodoo Lady stayed on the ground at the Capitol building, protecting DC from the rain of fire. It was just you and I taking on Mudman and the Ribs, but then I...
You still went to input the virus.
Yes, leaving you alone to face Mudman and his 6 ribs.
Captain Fantasy wasn't there? That was it?
As far as I can tell, I've checked the records and the brain frame's historical documents, and from what I can see, everything else was the same.
Up until that point, anyway. Did he say why he couldn't make it?
Not that I recall. But you know Captain Fantasy. He lives in the world of dreams more often than not.
Of course, he comes and goes as he pleases. I should have thought of that. Nothing else was different? Nothing at all?
Since then, there appears to be a significant difference in...
No, I mean before the incident.
Oh, no. Oddly enough, that seems to be it.
Perfect. Brain frame?
Yes, full.
Initiate full Omega. Authorization 616.
Initializing.
What's going on? The unit can't move.
Magnetic field. I'm sorry, Bob.
Brain frame, deactivate magnetic field.
Access denied.
I designed you, you damned computer.
My apologies.
Tanya, what's going on? What are you going to do?
I'm going to put things right. I'm going to go back and fix it.
No! Listen, you can't do that.
I have to, Bob. Things were better off with me dead.
Who are you to decide to swap one person for another? You're going to play God.
It's not like that, Bob. And you know it. It's not just one life for one. It's everything since then. Look at Chuck.
That's no reason to throw away your life.
No. My death gave him meaning. He felt responsible. Without it, he became... complacent. He needs me to die. Besides, I'm not supposed to be alive. You have no idea what this has been doing to me. I keep thinking that if only I made it to San Francisco in time, if I'd gone back and fought the time rings along with you all, things would have been different. Of course, that's impossible. I didn't even exist at the time.
Fold! Tanya, I'm sure the good you did.
Couldn't possibly make up for what Voodoo Lady could have done. I couldn't have held my own against Lady Luna like she did many times. Let me ask you, in the world you remember, was the moon still round? That's what I thought. You can't stop me.
So what exactly do you intend to do?
It seems obvious. All I have to do is go back to that night, 5 years ago, and make sure Captain Fantasy sits the mission out.
How do you expect to get back in time?
Recognize this?
The timetable. But it won't work without Dr. Fast to spin it.
It will if I use this.
An anti-grav belt? But what can...
If I attach the belt here and set it to overload. I understand there's been some trouble with the belts recently. They tend to rocket people into the sky faster than they can handle. It'll spin just fine.
Tanya, just wait a minute. You...
I'm sorry. I know you're just trying to delay me while backup arrives. I'm going now. I'll always remember what we two shared.
What?
Even if you've already forgotten.
No. Tanya, no, wait.
Goodbye.
Tanya! No!
She's always like that. We of the moon.
The moon wanes for no man.
We of the moon will not tolerate your earthen ways any longer. Like she could just fly the moon off into space and leave Earth behind.
Voodoo lady, what? Let me catch.
If you ask me, we should fix her up with the creationist.
Oh, God.
Let him try to figure out if God made the moon people as well.
Now, did she say the moon people evolved from alien spores?
Uh-oh, you said the L word. I mean the E word.
Evolution.
Oh, God. Remember that time creationists tried to turn Chelsea Clinton into salt?
No, it was Hillary. That was when Fole was...
Who? Oh, wait. Fole was the horse girl. Stallion's girl.
Yeah.
But remember afterwards the news kept saying assault on Washington? But they were totally playing it straight. Like, they didn't even get it.
Oh, God.
No, but my favorite, my all-time favorite, was when a tractor went on that rampage across Arkansas, and the headline was, "A tractor plows through the heartland."
Thank you. Guard Duty by Jordan D. White, with Michael D. Murkowski as the narrator, Derek McNish as Broadband, Tong Wang Wong as Bobo, Devin White as Voodoo Lady, with theme song by Michael D. Murkowski.